Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the India Glycols Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Sunidhi Securities & Finance Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities & Finance. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Aman. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining on India Glycols Limited's Q1 FY24 results conference call. We are joined on this call with India Glycols management, represented by Mr. Roopak Saraswat, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Anand Singhal, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Rajesh Marwah, Head Sales and Marketing, Bio-based Specialty Chemical Division, Mr. S.K. Shukla, Head Liquor Business, and Mr. Ankur Jain, Head Legal and Company Secretary. I would like to invite Mr. Roopak Saraswat to initiate this proceeding with his opening remarks, post which we will have a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rohit. Happy to be here again with you all, and thank you for giving us the time this afternoon to give you an overview of how the company performance has been. I'm aware it is monsoon season in Mumbai, so I'll try and do a short presentation, shorter presentation today evening. Coming to high-level numbers in terms of business performance, overall, we've had quite a strong quarter, particularly from the point of view of profitability and margins. You see that our gross turnover is up 1.4%. Our net turnover is somewhat down 14.7%, largely because of certain low-margin businesses from last year, which we discontinued, which therefore helped the quality of the business in my opinion. If you look at the EBITDA at 106 crore on comparison compared to last quarter of, you know, same quarter of the last year, it is up 54%. Our PAT at 51 crore is up 85% for the same comparison. A combination of some of the actions that I spoke about, our EBITDA margin is actually up 15.2%, up 697 basis points. PAT margin is up to 7.4% as well. As I mentioned about the discontinued business, apart from that, you know, one of the things that we've spoken about before is the installation, or rather speedy installation of grain-based ethanol plants that has helped us mitigate the ethanol cost increases and, you know, saved us in some ways, and part of the recovery in margins and good margin is because of that. Talking about the business performance, as I said, continuing with that discussion, strong growth, PBT share. There is something. There's a strong profit growth, excellent EBITDA performance compared to Q1 of last year, largely led by the bigger segments of us, portable spirits and bio-based specialties and performance chemicals. You see EBITDA 54%, EBITDA margins up 15.2%. Revenue I spoke about down because of discontinued low-margin businesses, but portable spirits has overall seen good growth at 14.7%. Even in chemicals, some of the core businesses have actually shown decent growth. Very decent margin growth over Q1 of last year, led by portable spirits in particular, where EBIT is up by 97%, and BSPC, where EBIT is up 73%. If you look at the EBIT margin percentages for the sectors, it is, you know, 10.3% for. Yeah, I'm being asked to speak louder. I hope I'm clear, Rohit. Can you hear me?
Aman, are we audible? Hey, are we audible from IGS?
The audio is slightly muffled, sir. It's not very clear. Can I like? Ladies,
can you hear me now?
Yes.
So I'll try and be louder. Yeah, so I was giving an overview of the performance, and I understand that I was not that audible, so I'll repeat a couple of high-level sentences. So you see overall strong profit growth in Q1. So PBT, including share of profit from JV, is up 83.7% on a year-on-year basis. PAT at 51 crores in Q1 is up by 85.4%. Excellent EBITDA performance compared to Q1 FY23. This is led mainly by portable spirits and BSPC. In portable spirits, we've seen a good EBITDA growth as well as in BSPC, about 30%. So revenue growth, as I said, has come down by 14.7%, but it is mainly on account of relatively low margin business that we've continued compared to last or same quarter of last year. Portable spirits, however, has seen a healthy top line growth of about 14.7%. And in the core businesses in chemicals also, as I said, we've seen decent growth. And if you see our EBIT performance, in portable spirits, EBIT is up 97.4%, helped both by top line growth, but also importantly by cost mitigation of raw material, packaging, ethanol, and so on. So EBIT percentages for the segments are at healthy BSPC 10.3%, portable spirits 18.3%, and NHFBio Pharma 24%. Within portable spirits, headlines were country liquor growth in UP and Uttarakhand, particularly in Eastern UP. IMFA sales also we saw a dip, but a lot of it was also because of sales channel optimizations to improve cash and collections. Coming to some high-level highlights, as I mentioned, we've commissioned our grain-based ethanol capacity, which has helped us mitigate impact of ethanol cost increases. International ethanol prices have continued to remain high for the quarter that we are talking about. However, I may say that in the last one and a half months, we've also seen significant softening of the future ethanol prices with respect to imports, which is good from our perspective, but it is too early to say whether the trend will be sustained. I may like to bring you back to some of the discussions we may have had earlier. Is if you go back roughly 2 years, imported ethanol landed per liter was roughly 35 rupees a liter. Manish, is that ballpark okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes. It went up to well above 60 rupees a liter, and it held there for quite some time. There are many various factors, green energy transition related issues in Europe, energy prices in Europe, countries wanting to have increased self-dependence on energy and therefore blending more, crop factors, and also the Ukraine war, which is a big producer of grain. So, this is what led to a big challenge for the business, because our business was, particularly for chemicals, was largely dependent on imports over the last few years before they hit the price of 60 rupees. But taking advantage of the Government of India blending program and encouragement to grain-based ethanol, we speeded our plans to modify, add, augment capacities for grain-based ethanol, which has allowed us to mitigate costs. But we are very closely watching the global ethanol prices. As I said, there has been softening over the last one and a half months, and we'll see whether this continues. It will help us to, in that case, continue to import for our chemical consumption while continue to deliver ethanol that we make for biofuel sales. That will be good if it continues to see a correction to anywhere close to 2 years back. We have spoken about new value-added products and addition of some assets for making new specialty chemicals. So we have commissioned part of that, a smaller one, and we expect to have a full commissioning by year end. But this is a specialty business. It takes time because these are new product lines where the lead time to establish our product opposite customers is long. But we are working on product as well as business development work with several reputed customers. And Nature Biopharma commenced production of nicotine, one of the therapeutic plant extracts that we make at the Kashipur site, doubling the overall capacity. And we continue to focus on building the branded nutraceutical range. For secondary sugars and allied industries limited, you are well aware. I will leave, Anandji, maybe you can give a quick update.
In secondary sugar, in this quarter, we have got an additional amount of 24.8 crores. Total received is around 80 crores against our deal amount of 87 crores. Basically, we are most likely in the process of closing this transaction with the buyer.
Okay, thank you. And small milestones sometimes make us feel good. So we received a certificate from India Book of Records for the highest sales of any country liquor brand, which is Bunty Bubbly in a year, which is selling how many this is? 1.63 crore cases in a year. A quick summary of how we performed in our business segments, starting with bio-based specialties and performance chemicals. So our Q1 revenues are up at 401 crores, which is down 26%. But our EBIT for Q1 compared to Q1 of last year is actually up at 41 crores, which is up 73%. EBIT margins are also looking healthy now at 10.3%, up 596 basis points. I mentioned about the impact on sales because of discontinued non-profitable sales. We've also made operational changes to bring down costs, which have primarily benefited not only specialties but also the portable spirits business, and we continue to look at other actions to reduce costs. We have more actions planned. The thing that we have been watching very closely is the price of crude-based products against which we compete. We do not necessarily compete price to price. People do pay a premium for greener products, but I think the delta with respect to crude-based products as of now continues to be high, which is also putting pressure on our joint venture as well as our chemical products. As ethanol prices correct, as energy prices become better, we hope this impact will be reduced. But as of now, for the near future, we expect this broad trend to continue. As I said, grain-based ENA now available means that we have not been importing ethanol for our internal use or captive use, which has also helped us improve margins. And as I mentioned about new value-added chemicals, we continue to look at various segments, which include oil field, brake fluids, exploring collaborations for green solvents, bio-based amines, etc. In the portable spirits sector, our quarter one revenues at 235 crores are up 14.7%. EBIT, there is a lot of recovery here, and also growth, is at 43 crores, which is up 97%. And the EBIT margin is also up at 18.3%, which is up 767 basis points. Growth driven by country liquor in UP, as well as Uttarakhand, particularly in UP, IMFL growth in Delhi. We are continuing to look at selectively new areas of new paramilitary business in UK, Tamil Nadu and Delhi. Helped by in-house manufacturing of grain, packaging material costs have also been stabilizing, which has been good. And the plan to continue to increase sales in other markets is ongoing. As far as the Nature Biopharma is concerned, revenues up at 53 crores, marginally down by 3.3%. EBIT at 13 crores, and EBIT margins at 24%. I spoke about the nicotine capacity. We are looking at a wider customer base for nicotine and business development on value-added derivatives, which will put us in a stronger position. And we are also focusing on building branded nutraceutical range. I have given the overall kind of gist of my commentary. Now I will request my colleague, Mr. Anand Singhal, to give you a summary of the financials.
So just to give the brief financial results, so the company has income from operations is 1,899 crores in the current quarter Q1 financial year 24, with EBITDA of 105.81 crores. Company has PBT 63.742 crores and PAT is 51.14 crores. The company has shown an EPS for this quarter is 16.52 rupees per share. Vis-a-vis the Q1 of the last year, the company has achieved a EBITDA of 68.7 crores and PBT 34.68 crores. PAT is 27.59, while the EPS for the Q1 financial year 23 was 8.91 crores. So as Mr. Rupak Sarasat has already given the presentation, that overall the results as compared to Q1 of the last year has shown a very good growth. So this is the brief, because most of the persons has already received the results. So that's why I have covered in brief.
Should we open the line for Q&A, sir?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Vaibhav Gupta from Bowhead India Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yes.
Sir, recently FCI has stopped selling grains to distilleries, which has led to like a significant jump in the price of ENA as well. So, sir, what would be the price of ENA now versus Q1 FY24 average?
Yeah, so let me give you another point. In the meanwhile, maybe Anandji can see if he can get the numbers. Yes, we have read the news that FCI had stopped supplies. We are quite aware, we believe, of what is going on in terms of what's going to happen. So the larger picture there is two things. One, the blending program of Government of India is going on as planned. The target for this year, if I'm not wrong, is close to 12%, and I think we are very close to doing that. The amount of, and I don't hold me for these numbers, but broadly to give you a gist, you know, grain required for the future part of the year is broadly 1.5 million tons or something, but the stocks are of the order of 40 million tons. So from a, whatever I hear is, while there may be some bit of policy rethink in terms of pricing, etc., which may have caused a bit of a holding in terms of grain supply. We are expected to see increases in bioethanol prices because the government will want to blend more and more. In fact, the target to blend 20% has been preponed from 2030 to 2025. Broadly, there is no shortage of grains, and we believe that grains will be made available. So we don't see it as a, we see it as a minor hiccup. We don't see it as a, you know, problem from a strategic time horizon perspective. I don't remember the exact numbers of the price, but does anybody have Manish? You, or we can maybe give you details later on if you.
Used by 4 rupees 75 paisa.
4 rupees 75 paisa. 60.29. Sorry, sir, you were not audible. Like the last
price is around 20.
Initially, earlier, when the FCI grain we were getting, the open market grain price was around 21.5 to 22 rupees, which has now increased to 24.5. While the government has also increased the prices of the ethanol by 4 rupees 75 paisa, making it 60 rupees 29 paisa. So more or less, whatever price of the grain has increased is now being compensated or compensated by the government by increasing the prices.
Okay, sir. And for the country liquor business, like there also ENA would be used, right, sir? Like given our huge volumes.
Yes.
So, like for that, like ENA, how would be the change for ethanol? You have told that government has given this price increase of 4.5, but there, what would be the change like of ENA raw material?
There, of course, a significant chunk of the ENA use is also based on molasses.
Okay.
If I'm not wrong, all of it.
All of it.
All of it is molasses based.
All of it is molasses.
Broadly, I think that's my understanding. So that segment is relatively unimpacted by increasing grain-based ethanol prices. There may be some, I don't know, money storage, some amount of grain goes.
So ballpark number would be around 80% is from molasses and 20% is being used from grain.
Yeah. I think that answers your question.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar, sir. And thank you for this opportunity. So just to, you summed up earlier that for the country liquor business, we are, our raw material is molasses. We are not dependent on the grains from FCI.
Largely, yes.
Okay. And sir, we are setting up now again.
That 80% of the ethanol broadly that goes into country liquor is molasses based.
But
just to update you that the entire FCI grain which we are getting is compulsory we have to supply for the blending.
Yes.
We cannot use that alcohol or ethanol for internal consumption.
So currently FCI has banned the sale. So has the ban not been implemented, Manish? Can you put some thought on the same? What is then the embargo created by FCI?
Saket Dada, I started this discussion while Anandi was looking at numbers. There is no official written ban on it, is my understanding. There has been a little bit of a hold up because of some policy rethink with respect to pricing and so on and so forth. I gave you an overall picture that is my understanding of the stock versus requirement, which I think the stock position is very good. The amount of grain which you go into blending compared to the overall thing is minuscule. The government has been talking about still pushing for the blending program which is intact. So there is, I do not know, have you seen something which is saying a notice saying there is a ban? I have not seen.
We have seen in many distilleries coming up with a notification that FCI has stopped the supply of grain. So I have come from my point was there.
You are right. And I said that it seems there is a bit of a policy rethink on a few factors. It is true. We don't expect it to, we expect it to be resolved quite soon. That is the information broadly that we have. But there is no ban as such. It is true that they have for a short period not been supplying, but we have not been served any notice as such that this is banned and so on and so forth.
As of now, we have been sourcing the grains, but at the higher prices.
The moment the government says it is banned, the government will have to largely drop its blending program.
Correct.
So I think there may be some issues. All of which I may not be completely aware of.
rethinking in terms of pricing, balancing, you know, review of monsoons and so on. You know, obviously governments work in a socio-political environment, but the feedback that we have is that the larger picture, the broader picture is intact. You know, some corrections here and there should be okay, and I'm quite hopeful that that is how it will be.
So just to sum up it up, sir, to clear it, we are receiving the government blending program is in progress, and they have raised the grain prices, and to commensurate the same, ethanol prices have also been raised, and we are now supplying ethanol. We are participating in the ethanol blending program. This is what the current situation is.
Except it is true that for some days supplies have been withheld, which I don't call a ban. We don't think of it as a ban. And the reason it is not a ban is, from my understanding of the matter, is the blending program is intact. The PM has been talking about the blending program even after whatever you say is a, what I think is a temporary hold on supply. And the stock position seems to be okay. So it's not a ban. There has been a hold up. The hold up continues, and in order to resolve it, one of the actions, as RBG said, is to improve the pricing for blending. So it is very clear intent by the government.
Okay, so
that's my understanding of the matter.
Yes, sir.
So वो मेरी समझ अभी तक तक है.
आप फिर से बोलें सर, क्या बोल रहे हैं?
अच्छा, फिर से बोलूँ?
नहीं, आप अभी लास्ट लाइन क्या बोले मैं सुन नहीं पाया.
मैंने अंग्रेजी से हिंदी में शिफ्ट कर लिया, इसलिए आप समझ नहीं पाए.
नहीं,
तो मैंने ये कहा कि मेरी मेरी जो सीमित समझ अभी तक है वो इसके आधार पे मैं कह सकता हूँ कि स्टॉक पोजीशन एज अ प्रोपोर्शन लुक्स फाइन. देर इज नो एज सच ऑफिशियल बैन. यस, देर हैज बीन अ होल्ड अप ऑन सप्लाईज. द गवर्नमेंट इज एक्टिंग ऑन सेवरल फ्रंट इंक्लूडिंग इम्प्रूविंग फाइनल प्राइसेस एज माई कोलीग जस्ट टोल्ड यू. The government is completely on with this blending program. So I am quite optimistic and hopeful that while there has been a hold because of internal review of some things, it's a bit of a speed breaker. It's not a dead end or anything.
So that has resumed only, sir. Aap jaisa bata rahe hain ki already jo hold rakha gaya tha wo
nahi, abhi meri samajh mein abhi resume nahi hua hai, right Manish? Abhi nahi hua hai, but we are expecting that it should be resolved soon.
तो सर उसके हिसाब से दैट विल इंपैक्ट आवर प्रोडक्शन नंबर ऑन द डिस्टिलरी फ्रंट फॉर दिस क्वार्टर एज ऑफ नाउ.
इट मे टू सम एक्सटेंट, यू नो, वी आर ऑल्सो, वी हैड ऑल्सो स्टॉक्स ऑफ ग्रेन. वी हैड, यू कैन ऑल्सो बाय सम ग्रेन फ्रॉम ओपन मार्केट एक्सेट्रा फॉर सम अदर पर्पसेज. सो वी ऑल्सो कैन रन ऑन मोलेसिस. वी कैन बाय मोलेसिस बेस्ड इथेनॉल. वी कैन ऑल्सो इम्पोर्ट इथेनॉल. आई टोल्ड यू दैट इम्पोर्ट प्राइसेज आर लुकिंग इंटरेस्टिंग नाउ. So, whilst I agree, there is a bit of a road bump and a speed breaker right now. It is too early for me to sound alarm bells for the quarter.
Okay. And sir, we are again pursuing capex on grain based. So, once we come to know about this kind of risk propping up, how confident are we on further capex again on the grain based distillery, or do we have other feedstocks also? प्रोविजन फॉर जो अभी हम फर्दर कैपेक्स कर रहे हैं.
तो साकेत देखो, स्ट्रेटेजिक डिसीजंस आर नॉट कंप्लीटली चेंज बेस्ड ऑन टेक्निकल सिचुएशंस. सो ब्रॉडली हमारा प्लान इंटैक्ट है. वी आर ऑल्सो इन टच विद पीपल. बट वॉट डज हैपन, सपोजिंग आपका क्वेश्चन आंसर करो, ऐसा नहीं कि हम इस रिस्क को देख नहीं रहे. सपोजिंग वी फील that there is going to be some delay, supposing that's our starting word. So, humne capex approval we are le liya hai, intention is very clear. We can always phase it out.
Yes, sir. Sir, agar hum jo is quarter mein jo potable spirit ke numbers dekhen aur jo profit ki margins dekhen, how sustainable are these numbers on a top line of 235 crore, we reported probably the highest number for potable spirit in my nearest memory. So are these numbers sustainable on a going on ongoing basis, or what should be penciling in going ahead?
See, for the time being, yes, it has been, we are on a little bit of high spirits on PS. Yes, they are good. And I think, look, if you look at fundamentally, we have done a significant margin recovery. Margins, Manish, correct me if I'm wrong, but used to be quite good in hotels even before. So given the broad operating environment and the cost structures, with some price movements may impact. I mentioned to you about ethanol cost stabilizing. I mentioned to you about packaging cost stabilizing. Of course, we are also taking actions to improve our portfolio in terms of margins, look at new markets. So the percentage kind of margin that we are getting in liquor right now, let me summarize it this way. There is no reason to believe that it is a blip. But, you know, we had a sharp decline, if you look at data numbers earlier, we had a decline where our margins really eroded because of packaging, because of energy, because of ethanol. Now that a lot of this improvement is on ground of top line sales, better product mix, better raw material costs, better packaging costs, better energy costs. I don't see energy costs suddenly sharp rising again. You know, I think they have come down from quite high levels. I think we are expecting packaging costs to be stable. We are not expecting huge movements in ethanol availability and costs. We hope we'll maintain our market. So I would believe that this, you know, you need not fear that, or, you know, might give my perspective to fear or not is your point, is that I don't see that as a blip in this quarter.
Right. And a small point, sir, what are our current utilization levels in the entire portable spirit space currently? How are the plants? As you mentioned that hamare paas closing stock ke grain ke. As of now, what are our utilization levels?
So Saket, Manish decided, I could tell you that we are running on 100% capacity right now. Still, though the FCI has banned this grain, but you must understand that whatever the grain we are taking from the FCI has to be catered to the alcohol from that FCI grain has to be catered to the ethanol blending program. Our ethanol blending program sales could affect for the time being. Otherwise, we don't see any shortage of the in reduction of the capacities or shortage of the raw material for us in any segment.
Right. And on the end major biopharma, sir, aapne jise bataya ki ये अगर हम लास्ट ईयर से भी कंपेयर कर रहे हैं तो इसमें फ्लैटिश रेवेन्यू ग्रोथ रही है तो अभी अभी प्रोडक्ट प्रोफाइल के अनुसार और आगे के ट्रेजेक्ट्री के अनुसार हम क्या मापदंड रखते हैं सर इन नेचर बायोफार्मा सेगमेंट के लिए
साकेत फॉर दिस नेचर बायोफार्मा आवर मेन टू यूएसपी प्रोडक्ट्स लाइक थायोकोल ग्लूकोसाइड एंड निकोटिन दे आर वेल like the sales has been booked for the forward months also in advance, and there is a stress. That's why the margin has not picked up in this year because of some sales pressure on the sales of the nicotine by international scenario. Otherwise, the third product which we are right now trying to envisage the possibility, and we are having some breakthrough in the US market with respect to our branded nutraceuticals product like ginger, lutein and other products. So we are expecting that the same scenario would continue for the next quarter, but after the next quarter we are expecting a huge jump in our branded nutraceuticals product.
So, sir, for the year, what should be penciling in from this segment? When we did revenue closer to 192 crore last year.
So against last year 192, we are expecting that our revenue would be around 250 crore.
250 crore, and the margins should be similar to what we posted last year, or because of the improved evaluated segment, you are telling us margins
are also improved. So this should be in the range of 30%, to be precise.
It will be in the range of 30%. And sir, one more point was on the net debt number. Anandji, what is our net debt number, cost of fund?
Cost of fund, average cost of fund is around 9.2% as of now. Regarding the debt number, our
term loan outstanding as on 30th June is 650 crores. EPBG is 145 crores. Apart from this, we have working capital fund-based limit of 350 and non-fund-based limit of 850. This is all is the debt for the company.
Sir, what is our current year maturity?
Is around 175 crores.
175 crores. Right, sir. A small understanding and submission from my side more that the investor presentation, if that could be uploaded earlier, we would be getting some more time to review the same, if that could be looked into, sar. It is submitted at the fag end of the call. Hardly 30-45 minutes are left when the same is being uploaded. Please, I would request the team to take care that ample time is given to us so that many questions which are there in the presentation already laid out can be negated out, sir.
Okay. Saket, we'll take care from next quarter onwards.
Okay. Thank you, Sarvesh sir, and thank you to the team for answering. I'll join the queue. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Saket.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ram Mohan Rao as a private investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Please speak up a little bit. Your voice was cracking.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you firstly for sterling quarter. It's one of the best quarters I've seen.
Ram, your voice is breaking.
I've been an investor for a long time in India Glycol. Okay. A simple question on the premiumization of portable liquor. Okay, can you give me an update on either launch of new branded premium brands of liquor or increasing the reach of premium liquor into new markets?
Ram, this is Deepak here. On the premiumization front, our Amazing Vodka is currently available in three flavors, and they are spread across four states currently, UP, Uttarakhand, Delhi and Rajasthan. There are two more states which are in the pipeline. Having said that, we have also launched a premium white citrus rum with the name of Zimba Lemon. It's again available in these four states. Rajasthan is currently under work in progress. Once the paperwork is done, we'll be launching it in the second quarter. Yes, our whiskey has been pretty much well accepted in the states of Delhi, which is currently, like as we speak, it's the fourth largest selling whiskey in its segment, that is a mid-premium segment. This is the spread across the entire, I mean, like, portfolio.
What about nutraceuticals? Are you getting into branding there as well?
Sorry, I couldn't understand your question. Can you come again?
The nutraceuticals segment.
Yeah. Ram, we have already got some of the patented branding patents and the brand approval for some of the nutraceuticals like lutein and ginger and curcumin. We are in the arrangement with some U.S. firms to cater the U.S. market.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for answering my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naitik Mohata from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. We are launching the new products, and there are a couple of capacity expansions that are coming in the later half of the year. Keeping all that in mind, what kind of top line could we look at the end of the year for the company? The second question would be, are these margins that we have achieved in this quarter sustainable for throughout the year?
Could you please come on, come again? Your voice was cracking.
What is the profitability that you are expecting for this year? Second thing is, are these margins sustainable? Anand, would you like to respond or can I?
Yeah. Regarding the growth and the margin,
I can only give you this picture that yes, the performance of the company will be good or better, whatever we can say, and the margin, whatever you have seen in this quarter, we cannot commit for the next three quarters because there are so many ups and downs. But yes, our intention is to maintain the margins for the full year 23-24.
Okay, sir. So what would be the kind of scenario, or basically what would be the factors that would enable us to sustain these margins, and what kind of risk do you see for the same?
Yes. So that is RAM, right?
No. Yeah.
Okay. See, I have already articulated some of the factors which have led to this margin improvement. You know, it will be better if you look at that and then see, then I think partly it answers your question for the future. So the reason you are seeing improved margin up to now is one, improvement in the quality of the business, discontinuing some non-profitable businesses. So therefore you see a percentage improvement in EBITDA percentage, etc. Second, risk mitigation in terms of ethanol costs by making in-house grain-based ethanol. Third, improvement in some cases of the product portfolio, say in liquor or elsewhere where we are selling products which are slightly better. So none of these factors was an incidental one-off factor for the quarter. Now, as far as the risks are concerned, broadly, these factors, how they play out over the remaining part of the year. And of course, there was one more factor, which was energy costs, which have also softened, and packaging costs. So, freight was another one for people. So, if you look at these four or five factors, which have led to margin improvement, so we would imagine that they will not suddenly drop off the cliff. However, these very factors are also therefore something that we keep looking at going forward. I don't see a big issue happening with energy. Ethanol, there may be some variation, but fundamentally we've set up our own ethanol manufacturing, etc., etc. Some cost fluctuation may stay. It also depends on suddenly if you know ethanol prices for imported materials were to slide back anywhere close to what it was 2 years ago, it will be an upside in terms of our ability to manufacture our products as well as increase top line by selling more into biofuels. So that's a potential upside, not a risk factor, but probably an opportunity factor. The other broad risk factor, which is obviously, or I would say factor, is how crude prices and crude-based alternative prices behave. It's not going to suddenly change because crude and crude-based prices are already quite low. In fact, if my understanding is correct, you know, people who are manufacturing MEG, etc., are already under a lot of pressure, and they are continuing to do because they have to continue to run their plants. So I hope that situation will improve. But we do understand that overall, globally, whilst India continues to do reasonably well, but globally there is a bit of a sentiment in the chemical industry which is slightly cautious. So I can't quantify what this will lead to. I have given you the factors which led to the improvement for you to see what, you know, you can yourself kind of extrapolate what will happen to those. And I've also articulated what are some factors that we need to keep an eye on.
Yeah, that was really helpful, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rohit Sinha. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. And congratulations for a very good set of numbers. So my question is on this new CAPEX on the specialty chemical segment which we are doing. So earlier, I think a few quarters back, we had announced around 50-55 crore kind of CAPEX. And now this is additional 80 crore. So wanted to understand, this is in order to expand those capacity or their complete new products, and what sort of end user industry would be focused on this?
See, this is part of the same thing. I think we had announced the intent. Now we've made a more specific announcement to the stock exchange. I think that's how it is, and maybe the number is slightly higher.
Mm-hmm. 82 crores.
Right. So we are seeing better visibility on those products, or how basically we are considering this new capex to culminate.
See, these products, as you know, it's not like ethanol, where the day you start manufacturing, you have a cost and you can start blending. These are performance application-based products. I can tell you that from my knowledge of the product pipeline, including products which are at an idea stage, we are looking at something like 30 products across several chemistries, of which roughly 10 to 12, 13 products is where we have completed the lab work. More than half of them we've done pilot plant and sampling. That's one bit. The other thing is we are working on some very good customers, which are global customers. It includes Dow, it includes Mibel, it includes LenzaTech, it includes Newpark, it includes Baker Hughes, it includes a number of these names. I can articulate a few more. So we are building that business. I am quite satisfied with the product and business development pipeline. But this is a business which takes time building. It's a knowledge-based business. It is about developing a number of customized products for people. As per our plan, I think we are more or less on track in terms of product development. Now we are focusing more and more on commercializing and scale-up and business development as the plant comes up.
Okay. So,
when you make a product in the plant, we have to give samples, there is a gestation period, you work with your customer, there are internal approvals. So it is relatively far more time consuming, but I gave you a gist of the product and business development pipeline.
Okay. And what sort of asset turn we can expect from this capex at peak utilization time, whenever this all products would be at a commercialization stage?
The EBITDA margin we are targeting is around 15% to 16%.
And on the revenue side, I mean, on this 80 plus 50 crore, 130, 40 crore kind of capex is there. So what sort of revenue contribution?
40 crores. I think
this is for 82 crores, and we are not targeting a very huge amount of revenue in the first year, means 23-24, and depending upon the acceptability and the product development, then we'll target for 24-25. So this year will be a nominal kind of turnover out of NSU, and then we'll decide.
Okay. Secondly, on the JV business, how things are now looked at, the kind of growth or any kind of guidance from Clarent we are getting there for FY24 numbers?
See, the data for the JV, our Q1 was much better than Q4, but it was not as good as the Q1 of last year, mainly because of the delta I mentioned between Reliance or any petrochemical based alternatives. So that pressure continues. But it is much better than what it was in Q2 and Q4. And we expect it to continue to improve on account of a few things. So what the JV is focusing on is, one is in increased exports where the EBITDA margins are much better. So there is a pipeline and approval process that they're working on. They're also focusing on indigenizing some products which Clarient was importing and selling in India. And they're focusing on formulations. Based on this, our objective is, and the way we look at it going forward is that last year was a tough year, Q4 was quite tough, though it continues to remain somewhat challenging, but we'll continue to see steady growth and improvement.
Okay, okay. And on the IMFL side, what is the current market share that we are getting there? Have we gained anything during last quarter?
So, to answer your question, we need to look at product-wise, product-by-product-wise. So, when it comes to different states put together, currently we are number two in Uttarakhand when it comes to the vodka segment. When it comes to the whiskey segment, that is our Soulmate and its associated ranges in Uttarakhand, we currently hold number two position in that state, in that very price segment, if to be very specific. When it comes to Delhi, in vodka, we are currently the third largest selling brand in the state. When it comes to the Soulmate whiskey in the Delhi market, in that particular segment, we are currently occupying the fourth position out there. When it comes to UP, where our brand has been pretty much well established over more than 3,000 plus retails, we currently hold premium position when it comes to the Tetra vodka segment, which comes in the economy segment side. When it comes to the glass segment in UP, we currently hold number three position in the vodka. And when it comes to the whiskey side of it, we are currently like in the phase of improving our width of distribution. So it would be too early to comment upon the market share because we are right now like fifth or sixth in the race right now. But currently the focus is all about like improving the width of distribution. And in Rajasthan, we are in the process of introducing the brand in the market. So we would not be in a good position to comment about the market share in Rajasthan.
Okay, okay. So given the price hike which we have got in country liquor in this from April onwards, so can we expect somewhere around 15-20% kind of revenue growth in portable spirit segment for FY24?
We are currently a bit bullish on the country liquor side of things because Uttarakhand market has also opened up a little bit. Previously, it was more from a quota perspective that, okay, we were allocated certain districts, but now with the opening of market, we are expanding our footprint in across the state. So there, as we speak, we have seen a spike of about like 20-25% in our volumes month on month, right? So currently we are holding a run rate of about like 1.1 lakh cases a month in Uttarakhand. And in Eastern UP, we continue to like defend and grow our existing market. That is like Eastern UP, which happens to be the heartbeat of our operation. So we are continuously like trying to expand towards the central side of the state, and hopefully the volumes will continue to grow in the coming quarters.
Okay, okay. One last question on this MEG side. I mean, how has been the spread recently? Obviously, from last 6-7 months it has been continuously falling, but how it has been the recent time, and how is the domestic and export business we are looking at right now?
Can you please repeat your question?
So on MEG spread, how it has been last few days, I would say, from July onwards. And obviously, I mean, since it has been on the lower side for last of few months, so how it is now placed at? And
just hold on. What do you mean by MEG spread over last few days?
Last few, I mean, from I would say from July onwards for this Q2 FOE 24, and overall, what sort of movement we are seeing on the domestic and export front?
Yeah, so first let me answer your question to bring in the more relevant aspect. which I have kind of related before as well. Our bigger MEG play in profitable growth is not competing with Reliance, at least for it has not been for the last some time, 1 year plus, and we don't see it currently, we don't see in the near future. As I commented about the delta in crude-based alternatives, continues to remain quite high. So it is not so critical for us to think on MEG cost movements of Reliance or crude or any petrochemical player in with respect to MEG, because we are not selling against them anyway,
yeah,
right now.
That is the initial discussion when Rupak mentioned that we moved out of certain markets which were low margin markets. One of the major markets was movement out of domestic MEG sales. So currently all the sales is basically focused into exports, which is a green MEG, and there we are not competing with the crude-based MEG pricing structure.
I would, however, like to add, if you can hear me, is that over the last, say, 4 or 5 years, we have moved MEG from, or bio-based MEG from being almost a one customer product to something like 20 pipeline of 20 customers, which is good. Because of a drop of one big customer, Coke, which went into recycled PET, it meant it impacted our volume quite significantly, but our margins were not that significantly impacted. So in a sense, while we may not have seen an exciting growth in bio-based MEG, but I believe it is more resilient than what it was 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. Okay. That's it from my side, and congratulations for...
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be our last question for today. I now hand the conference back to the management for their closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Rohit, and thank you all who joined us. I didn't realize that I would make a short presentation but would have a long set of questions. Anyway, but that was my pleasure. It allows us to clarify things to you, also give you a perspective on the business. Really appreciate the time of you all. Have a good evening. And on behalf of my colleagues and also to them, a big thank you for hearing us out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Sunidhi Securities and Finance Limited, that concludes today's call. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.